from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Royteam.
That's right. Happy Fresh Fridays to all of you.
It surprises me every time.
It is the G and Ursula Show. Ursula is out today. She'll be back on Monday, but to fill in for Ursula, my ex-co-host from the Cairo Knights, my main man, Aaron Mason. Brother Mace.
Hey, G. I'm having fun this morning, man. This has been a trip.
Fresh Friday's kind of different, huh?
It is different, and I am here for it.
Yeah, people kind of like the energy of the Fresh Fridays, if you will. You know what I mean?
I need a nap after that last hour. My goodness.
One thing I love about doing the G and Ursula Show is how this show gets to interact with our listeners. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've done since we started the show. As a matter of fact, they actually say that you should not be really engaging too much because it'll kind of throw you off. And it's actually the opposite for me.
Yeah.
I need the listeners so that I can understand different points of view. And I'm telling you, I've learned so much in a year and a half of doing this show. So we were going to do agree to disagree. And right now, we got to put that on pause because of the topic that we just came off of.
Uh-huh.
And we just was talking about snacks and sports. And a lot of people started to weigh in and text in.
Yeah, kids sports.
Kids sports. So I want to talk about that. There's an article in the Washington Post. Why 70% of kids quit sports by age 13. They said it's not fun anymore because it's not designed to be. As children get closer to high school, the system of youth sports is geared towards meeting the needs of more competitive players right. and the expectations placed on them to increase.
Right.
I'll start it off by telling you and everyone that's listening, I was the biggest problem in this right here. I was the parent that was really hard on my sons. I missed out on a lot of great moments with my sons because it was all about being exceptionally good
right.
at this.
Right.
I can get into deeper on why I was that way, but I don't want that'll take too much time. But I was wrong in doing that. And the competitive, the select, this elitism of youth sports is driving us nuts. Chef made a great point. We know that former First Lady Michelle Obama, how she says all kids need to get off the couch, and we all agree that kids need more activity.
Sure.
But we are telling kids they need more activity. They don't need to be playing video games. But at the same time, we are scaring kids because kids... Everybody can't hit a baseball.
What's their other option?
Everybody's not going to score a touchdown. Right. Everybody is not going to make a three-pointer. So they don't want to go and do those sports. And oh, and by the way, well, people may, well, gee, there's the rec sports too. They can just go regular, you know, in the community.
What's that? Oh, yeah, rec sports. Uh-huh.
Recreation, that is.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Let me tell you what happens in these groups, in these schools, amongst their peers. Oh, you only play that basketball? Oh, I play elite basketball. Mm-hmm. I play my team is the top.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it breaks my heart to talk about this because I'm one of the reasons why it happened. And if I'm telling you, if I do get free time, I so much want to coach more kids because I want to let them know, moms, dad, the most important thing is for kids to play together.
I think this is true for a lot of areas, not just sports.
Okay.
It may not surprise you. I am not genetically inclined to be an athlete.
Okay.
You know me.
Yeah.
So sports was never my thing, although I did play Little League when I was a kid, and it was pretty fun, and I had a good time mostly, right? But what I do remember is being in, you know, music programs or scholastic programs. It may surprise you to hear. I was in honors classes. Throughout school. And there were some kids in those groups, just like you would see with an athlete, whose parents were relentless, who were totally driven to have to be the best, like way too much pressure for a kid. We all know what that looks like.
Sure.
When a kid is under way too much pressure, not having any fun, they're still developing. They're still figuring things out. And to be a little light-handed on a child, I think is the move to make. Am I glad that there are these elite groups? Am I glad that there are honors classes? Yes, because that's good for some people. You say 70% of kids quit by the time they're 13.
Yes.
That other 30%, that might be the track for them, right? That might be how they want to do things, but they should never be forced. And unfortunately, I think a lot of that has to do, and I'm just guessing here because I've never been in the situation, with the parents, with being the parent and the parent having something about them that they need to work through, and they're using their child to do that.
Mm. Chef, your thoughts on this, brother?
I think you're absolutely right. It's the parents' fault. But I think that as parents, one of the reasons why this is a problem is because of who decides to get involved and who thinks that they are a fit to coach or, you know, to lead activities, etc. Like, I can tell you, I almost did not coach Little League. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I don't really know if I'm the guy that can do it, or, you know, I'm not really like the baseball guy. It's been the most fun experience of my life. But once you get into those older age groups, it's intimidating, right? If you're the parent that's like, well, I don't really know a whole lot about baseball, or, you know, like, I don't really know a lot about STEM or about robotics, so I don't know if I want to be the person that's teaching my kids. By default, what happens is you have the most intensely motivated parents who are in it for that thing, that are the ones teaching your kids. And if you want your kids to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, consider signing up. Consider joining them and being uncomfortable in that situation with them, showing them that it's okay to be,
come on,
to not know everything, to not be the expert, to not be the person who's going to be pitcher every day and hitting the home run. It's okay to be the dad that can't catch a fly ball, because you know what? There's five kids on the team that can't also. I think it's really important for parents to get involved in things that they're not comfortable doing.
Chef, I'm like tearing up a little bit. That I think that's absolutely right. That's phenomenal.
That was you threw me off with that one.
Me too,
right there,
man.
Because you're right. If you're a dad, if you're a mom, maybe you can't catch, right? So what?
Right.
It's all right.
It's not about that.
It's not, no. And like, I've been around the Seahawks for 18 years. Mm-hmm. 18 years. I've seen elite coaches. I mean, you guys saw
the
it.
Best of the best.
I've seen the best of the best. I saw the Seahawks build from when Pete Carroll got there. I was there 4 or 5 days a week. And I was in the little side office where we used to hang out, and Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman and all the cast of characters would be in there talking. And there's one thing that always stood out when the guys talked about coaches. And because they talk about them.
Sure.
No different.
Sure.
They never talked about whether or not somebody was great with X's and O's. They always talked about, now this is pros, everybody.
Right.
These pros make millions of dollars. They always talked about how each coach made them feel. It goes to tell you.
That's what you remember.
People don't care how much you know until they find out how much you care.
Right.
Right?
Right.
What makes Pete Carroll the greatest, one of the greatest coaches of our time, is because when he comes in, people find out, oh, wait, this dude, Pete Carroll, he cares. He cares so much that when Marshawn came back, when Marshawn Lynch came back to play again, where did he come?
Right.
He came to Seattle.
Right.
He came back here to Seattle.
Right.
So I'm just trying to go back and not now to bring it back to regular, not from the pros, but now Little League. So when you say, well, this person doesn't know the game at all, this person doesn't know, doesn't matter. Kids only care about just, they need to have a good time. You need to stress that. And some of these youth teams, and what happens is sometimes that gal might try out for that elite soccer team, and then they might not make it. And so when they don't make the elite soccer team, usually chances are they just want to quit and just be done. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a loss. That's a loss because, look, I just think that you play soccer still. Okay, you didn't make the elite team. It's okay.
Right.
Still play because there's so many lessons. And I say this, I tell this story all the time. I was 12 years old when I had my first slice of pizza with someone. It was after a game. And we went to Joliet to play in a game. And I remember the coaches said, we're going to go and travel and we're going to play against an all-white team. Listen to me, guys. On the way in the van, the conversation was like, hey, what do you think they're going to be like?
Right.
You think they're going to be nice?
Right.
Well, this is going to be, like, it was such a big deal to us. And then after the game, we all, I've told this story many times on the radio. After the game, we all sat down and we had pizza. I remember like it was yesterday. I don't remember this kid's name, but what I thought was the coolest during that time was that he liked the same cartoons as I did.
Right.
And I thought, wow, you like this? Oh, you like that cartoon? You watch that cartoon too? So what I'm trying to say is this is what sports does.
Yep.
Not just with just players, with fans and people. And so many kids aren't playing anymore. And it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Gee, I just wanted to bring up something that you sparked. You mentioned Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. There is one thing that the Seahawks do different than almost any team in the NFL, and you can see this play out in youth sports. A lot of folks have called the Seahawks organization soft. They've called Pete Carroll soft because he is not the kind of coach that is yelling in everyone's face, that is screaming at them, that is motivating through fear and intimidation. And let's be honest, most of us grew up in a sports environment or in a school environment where our teachers and our coaches, they taught through negative reinforcement.
Right.
They paid attention to you when you were doing something wrong instead of positively and reinforcing you every time you did something right or for your effort. And I think it is really, really important with children, especially if you do not want them to be discouraged and drop out, you have to have a positive presence on those teams. And so you might not be the person that knows all the X's and O's, that knows when to send the base runner, right? But if you can be the person that picks up every one of those kids when they're feeling down or discouraged or they make a mistake and you point out all the positive things that they are doing, you're creating a love for that game and for that sport, and you're creating confidence in that kid. And I think that's the most important thing that you can teach kids in sports is that it is okay to fail. Because that is the lesson of sports. You will fail.
What a great life lesson.
And over again. Now, are you going to go back and try it again? Is someone going to encourage you to realize that, hey, it's okay, I'll get better. This is what part of the process is. It's building resilience. It's building grit in kids. And if you don't have adults leading that and teaching that to them, where are they going to learn it?
It's like the chef show all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's really
saying some
is.
Good things this
really
hour. Yeah, it's so easy, especially in our culture and the way we do things in America. It's so easy to get caught up in having to be number one, having to be the best, and thinking that the only way to get there is through this sort of the only way to excellence is through like hardship or you know all this aggressive negative stuff like Chef was saying. But really, it's like when I remember I used to be a missionary when I was in like my late teens and early 20s. I was a religious guy and I went overseas and did like some missionary work. And I remember one of the speakers I listened to before we left said, "Look, you're going to get way more out of this than anyone is going to get from you. This trip isn't about you going out and saving the world. This is about you going into the world and getting some experience and being a different person when you come back." And that, to me, is analogous to the sports conversation where it's not necessarily, especially at a young age, it's not about the championship. It's not about going out and beating the other teams. It's not about the destination. It's about the journey along the way and what happens to you and the changes in you and the development that you have through that process. And to be there with a tender hand and a kind word and a shoulder to cry on for kids when they need that stuff is I think incredibly important to the development of a young mind.
Incredibly important. And this topic, this wasn't the plan to talk about this today, but I can tell it's something that had to be talked about because it looks and feels as if the three of us had some things to get off our chest.
And the text line
is going crazy, yeah. Because I think that every one of us can relate to this and apply it to all walks of life, mm-hmm. the elite part of things. And sometimes you might not be elite in things, and that's okay, right? It's okay to just be average or below average at something, but you know what? You might be above average in something else.
Right.
And I know that sports is a big part of our world. It was an extremely huge part to my world. And again, I bring that up because I cheated my children out of a lot of things, right? Because instead of smiles and laughs in the yard, this is one right here. Instead of smiles and laughs in the yard with my kids, there was a lot of me being upset about dropping a ball. Mm-hmm. And it's not a way to live. And yeah, my son, he made it pretty, you know, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
But what if he didn't? What if he didn't make it? So now his value is on sports. And now his value is on disappointing dad.
Right.
And I'm just saying, I just don't want anybody to fall into that trap and just make sure, like, I know this sounds cliche, but it really ain't all about winning and losing. You literally win every single time you attempt to try and play.
Yeah.
And if you want to sum it up with Pete Carroll and what I saw with the Seahawks, and I'm sure one day I'll write a book about that experience. And you're right, Chef. Pete Carroll does not coach and run that franchise, run that team with fear. He runs it with love. Mm-hmm. And that's why people say it seems like the Seahawks, they do things soft. And I got to see it firsthand. They do things. They actually run that program, the organization, with love. How do I know that? Because they actually hired a car wash guy, right, to actually be their game day MC.
And you and all the men on that team are better men for it, right?
No question. Coming up next, plastic surgery during the pandemic, is it up or is it down? It's actually up. Coming up next, we bring on a plastic surgeon to help us understand why in the world are people getting surgeries and cosmetic stuff done to themselves. It's the G and Ursa Show. It is the G and Ursula Show. This hour of the show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. At the start of the pandemic, things did not look good for the field of plastic surgery, with lockdown and many hospitals and surgical centers banned from all elective procedures, limiting plastic surgeries to those that were reconstructive in nature. That was a tough one. Now, in some cities, some practices had to almost close down because of this. However, didn't last long. As a matter of fact, there seems to be a boom in this industry. So joining the G and Ursula Show to help us better understand this is a double board certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He has a practice over in Bellevue, and Dr. Rakesh Parikh joins us now. Dr. Parikh, how you doing, sir?
Good, G. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me get right to it. Right now, your industry is starting to see a boom. Why?
Yeah, that's a great question, G, and that's true. We're seeing a definite boom in particularly facial plastic surgery or facial cosmetic procedures, which include surgery and non-invasive, so your fillers and your Botox. There are multiple reasons, but particularly for facial plastics, it's going to be something related to Zoom or online meetings is what they're saying is the biggest factor that has increased that quite a bit, with the top five procedures being number one, nose shaping, over 350,000 procedures performed. This is all from the ASPS data, American Society of Plastic Surgery data, annual survey for 2020 during the COVID timeframe. Number two is eyelid surgery, eyelid lifts, facelift, number three. And then four and five or more body procedures, liposuction and breast augmentation, which were typically number one and two. Generally, liposuction and breast augmentation are number one and two, but that's shown a flip into the facial procedures being more common. So with Zoom, what they also refer to as the Zoom boom or lockdown face, I think people suddenly noticing certain points in their facial appearance, being online and seeing themselves on camera or a screen, which we not normally associate with, as caused them to see certain things that they would like to change about their appearance.
Wow.
So that's one of the main factors driving this increase during the pandemic. Another reason would be the diversion of income. So where, you know, they're not taking that trip to Hawaii or we're going to wait to take that trip to Europe. So there's some extra income around to spend on these cosmetic procedures, which could be quite costly at times. So that's another reason. Quarantine's another reason. So during quarantine, there's shown been a fluctuation in weight. And, you know, tummy tucks have gone up. Liposuction has gone up. Because of that, spending more time thinking about doing something about that. And then staying at home, taking advantage of the recovery, being at home, not going into the workplace. They can be discreet, have procedures performed, be at home recovering, and not worry about going into work. And I think that has allowed for a lot of these procedures, inflation sort of inflating during this pandemic.
Doctor, I was going to.
Those are the main reasons.
I was going to make a joke about people seeing their faces in Zoom and wanting plastic surgery, but you're telling me that Zoom boom is a real thing. What about the idea? I know in the last couple years, everybody's been talking about like dad bod. That's been a big thing. There seems to be a little more loosey goosey as far as guys' physiques can go.
Dads, feel free to stay on the couch and out of the gym this Father's Day. A study found 72% of women and 68% of men accept the quote dad bod. Those numbers are slightly up from 2018. The study, spearheaded by Planet Fitness, also found more than 3 in 5 Americans agree that men with dad bods have happier marriages.
How about that? So, So, what do you have to say to that?
I think this dad bod term, it's a new term, kind of relatively new. It's associated with men that have a cross between somewhat of a muscular physique and a overweight physique, sort of with minimal to no definition. And it's been associated with certain traits, you know, work-life balance and things like that, sort of healthier traits. And I think that's what you just played on that recording there is kind of supports that.
Has that shown up in your work? Are people coming in and sort of pointing to that as more of an outcome that they're happy with or more than usual, let's say?
Yeah, I've seen men. I've had quite a few men get liposuction or tummy tucks, not necessarily referring to themselves as a dad bod, but just trying to get, I think, more towards a leaner physique. So that's what I've seen when they come to me for changing that part of their appearance. A lot of them do have what they're coining the term dad bod, that type of appearance, and especially in the love handle area, which is a difficult area for men to lose weight, in the chest area as well. So I've seen quite a few of that and been doing a bunch of those procedures. Yeah.
Dr. Parikh, we got about a couple more minutes left, and I'm glad you brought up the love handles. I talk about my back fat on the show, and especially want to talk about it's Father's Day weekend.
That's right.
Right? Like, so Here, look, let me just be honest with you. I run every single day. I do all this working out, and I do some things. And Dr. Parikh, I'm telling you, man, there's some love handles that just won't move. I put a sweat belt around it. I try to sweat to the oldies. Don't move. Why is that? Why don't these things move? And is this the reason why people are coming to see Dr. Parikh? Hey, can you take care of this for me?
Yeah, that's a typical structure I see where a lot of men that work out consistently diet. They do look good. Their anterior abdomen or the front of the abdomen looks pretty much in shape, but they do have these love handles. It's a resistant area. Men tend to carry fat in that area. Women tend to carry fat in other areas that are resistant, meaning to diet and exercise. The fat typically in that area is more fibrous in nature, which could contribute to the fact that it doesn't respond the same way to diet and exercise as some of the other areas. But liposuction is a good option for that. And I've seen really, really good results with that and making that definitely lean out.
Mm. Well, I need all the help in the world, Dr. P. That's, you know what I mean? But yeah, I need to really think about some things. I never thought it was a real thing. You did teach us today that there's a such thing as a Zoom boom.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's new.
Dr. P, we just got some text messages in already. People saying, yep, I got my eyelids done. Wait, people get their eyelids done?
Yep. So tired eyes, why my eyes are looking tired, dark circles. And remember, these procedures, when we talk about, we can also talk about non-invasive. So meaning not just surgery, but also lasers, fillers, Botox. That's actually makes up the majority of the, you know, large amount, hundreds of thousands of procedures in the United States performed in this area. Hmm. Yeah, so tired eyes, excess skin of the upper eyelids, easy to do in the office, do them all the time under local anesthesia. That really opens up the eye and does a lot of rejuvenation, makes the eye look less tired. And then the lower eyelid bags is a common complaint, sort of baggy eyelids at the bottom, which is a little bit more involved procedure, but that can be done. All of them can be done at one time at the same surgery if you want to, or break them up. That's where eyelid is about number two right now, yeah.
Dr. Parikh, do you have a special for face for radio? You got a special for that. I'm telling you, man, it's a
face
lot of work
TV,
to do.
Radio.
Hey, sure. That is the voice
I do.
That is Dr. Rakesh Parikh. He is a double board certified plastic and reconstructive surgeon. He has a practice over there in Bellevue, board certified plastic and reconstructive surgery. Dr. Parikh, we really appreciate your time and thank you for helping us better understand, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
You got a little back fat.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Chef, you ain't got to remind the listeners. They know. They know that G's a little chubby. Coming up next, we take your text, your feedback, and then Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to G and Ursula with Mace. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Friday. Fresh Fridays. And big thank you to Aaron Mason. He filled in the rest of the week.
Oh, man.
Mace has been fun. I'm almost upset that this show is coming to an end.
I know.
It's been so fun. You listeners out here, your text messages. Jim in Maple Valley says he loves it when Chef drops the G in my back fat. Cold-blooded. Now it's time to get to the text feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's words to live by. 360 says, I am a contractor for the federal government, and I am working, fixing all the time card errors that occurred because of the change. Wow.
Right. 253, dang, I don't hate Juneteenth. I'm fine with them putting it in. But with the start of summer, graduations, and vacations starting up too, Father's Day is getting overshadowed.
253 says, let's be honest. It would have been political suicide to not pass Juneteenth. Nancy Pelosi should have retired years ago.
Talk about dads and grads. 206, my daughter graduated today. I feel your dads and grads comment, Mason. Not sure my daughter realizes that.
Mm-hmm. The 253 says, dads and grads, rosé all day. I mean, YOLO, right, bro?
Talking about violence going up in the summers, 253 says, G and Mace, in regard to the higher aggression following the pandemic, another interesting thought is that the Roaring Twenties took off after the pandemic of 1918. As this ends, the next mental phase for us may also be the desire and need to get out and celebrate and party like never before. I'm here for it.
Proud Boy Leader selling BLM merch. 253 says, sounds like Brian Bosworth and his t-shirts, all of the of the Denver fans brought back in the day. Funny. This one, not as funny for sure, but still kind of funny. Yes.
Mother's Day versus Father's Day. Big conversation today. 425 says, hey, don't forget the shout out to all the single moms holding it down.
No. No, it is Father's Day. No.
You have Mother's Day.
Shout out to all of you single moms out there. No disrespect, but you had Mother's Day. Can we just have this day? 206 says, all I want for Father's Day is for my kids to get the heck out of my house. I don't know who you are, but I love you.
253, my husband got me a lamp for Mother's Day. As Dre's would put it, a beep, beep, beep lamp. I made him take it back and get me the garden ball I picked out and told him I wanted prior to Mother's Day. LOL, he's not very smart.
253, stay-at-home dad here. My wife legit forgot Father's Day and made plans for this Sunday. I usually don't care about holidays, but I'm not going to lie. This one hurts. Now it's time for Ursula's words to live by, Mace.
Oh, it sure is. Here we go. We talked a lot about youth sports today and how adults who take it too seriously kill the joy of it for the kids. Well, on this note, here's some words to live by from one Albert Hubbard. Quote, do not take life too seriously. You will never get out of it alive. And quote, words to live by, of course, has been brought to you by immunity.proclub.com.
You know, we could all take it down a notch, too, with our expectations, Aaron. And on that note,
I wonder what the people in charge are like. I wonder how many A students there are.
Those of you who are graduating this afternoon with high honors, awards, and distinctions, I say well done. And as I like to tell the C students, you too can be president.
Wow.
Chef.
Hey, I don't know, man. This was a great show today.
It was.
Happy Friday. Mace, thank you, brother.
Thanks so much for having me, man. I really do mean it.
Chef, appreciate all your work. Tarek, you came in. You were doing some great stuff, man.
Appreciate it. A lot of
fun
today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, new face in there.
Andrew, hey, I just want to tell you, man, you've been killing it on Fresh Fridays in the music, man.
I'm loving it. I get to dig into my disco playlist a little bit.
Yeah, man.
Best bumps in the biz, baby.
Hey, Andrew, look here. I finally say, you know what? This is not my thing. Andrew's like, hey, G, I got it. I'm going to take care of your Fresh Fridays. I'm like, okay. That's Andrew on the boards. And you know what? It has been an amazing Friday. Happy weekend to you guys. Happy Father's Day, especially. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And be good.